Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Progress over near Grand Central, where crews are working to make sure an office building being converted into apartments doesn't collapse.
Crews working inside 235 East 42nd all night. Metal beams, poles, and galvanized steel in place now, replacing those buckled columns. Buildings Commissioner Ahmed Tagani with a late night update.
We have been able to bring in a plan and materials to stabilize the impacted floors and looking to extend that stability plan to other parts of the building.
Four buildings on the block remain fully evacuated. Of course, quite a desperate scene when this first broke yesterday. Justin works on the block.
I hope it doesn't collapse. Obviously, that would be devastating. Crazy how fast everything happened.
Now, in several published reports, the developer Metroloft saying this building was never in danger of full collapse, adding that the load on these upper floors in question caused two columns to crack. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at 42nd and 3rd.
We've been hearing a lot about this Legionnaires outbreak in three zip codes on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. What we don't yet know is the exact buildings where the bacteria is present. Mayor Mamdani yesterday promised to release that information once the testing of water cooling towers is complete. So far, they've done 139 of 160 buildings. Council Speaker Julie Menon with this suggestion.
Why not just disinfect all these towers now instead of waiting for the testing to come back? This is a community with a high number of seniors who are very susceptible and vulnerable.
She talked to CBS2 at a town hall last night. So did resident Terry Quinn, who seemed fine with how it's being handled.
It seems to me that the city is ahead of it, given the fact that the first symptoms were July 2nd. The cases are rising, but I have to have faith in the New York City Department of Health.
The number of cases now stands at 23. There's an arrest in the fatal shooting back on Memorial Day at a laundromat in Flatlands, Brooklyn. 57-year-old Adolphus Black is charged with murder and weapons possession after prosecutors say he targeted 41-year-old Kevon Lee inside Express Laundromat on Utica Avenue. Just why is still not known. A 68-year-old man was wounded when he was hit by shrapnel. Cops still on the hunt for the creep who raped a woman at knife point in Greenwich Village. The 21-year-old was attacked on June 27th near West 10th Street and 5th Avenue. That was at around 4:30 that morning. She was taken to the hospital in stable condition. You can see a surveillance photo of this guy on the Crime Stoppers X page. Mayor Mamdani has made his views about Israel and the war in Gaza perfectly clear, calling it a genocide targeting Palestinians. And while he doesn't usually mention Benjamin Netanyahu by name, the Israeli prime minister is not holding back.
He has supported, or his supporters have supported Hamas, these people who murder people, who beheaded our men, raped our women, and then murdered them, burned babies alive and so on. He said the river to the sea, he supports it.
Netanyahu was on CNN, where he noted that 20% of Israeli citizens are Muslim and that Muslims hold seats in the Knesset and sit on the Israeli Supreme Court. 1010 Winds has reached out to the mayor's office and is awaiting a response. The birth mother of a Long Island girl who prosecutors say died at the hands of three other women is now suing Suffolk County and the Bayport Blue Point School District.
This $250 million lawsuit is claiming that 7-year-old Jordan Duncan had so many bruises on her face and body that she not only missed 40 days of school, but came to school with makeup on. Her heartbroken mother could not stop crying.
They put up such a good facade and they covered this up.
Portia Duncan says she lost custody because of a failed drug test, and Suffolk County placed her daughter in a home with three women, all related, who tortured Jordan until she died.
A house full of monsters.
The county and the Bayport Blue Point School District do not comment on pending litigation. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
New York City lawmakers are thinking about giving themselves an 18.2% pay raise retroactive to January 1st. Council member Gail Brewer is for it, noting they haven't gotten raises in a decade.
Being an elected official in New York City is a challenging and demanding 24/7 job. Excuse my French. And elected officials should be able to support themselves and their families on their government salary without having to rely on family or other outside income.
The move would raise their salaries from $148,500 to $175,000 a year. Mayor's salary would also go up $259,000 to $306,000. And the bill would raise salaries for the public advocate, city controller, borough presidents, and district attorneys. another look-alike contest in the city. Yeah, this time you'll need jeans, a white t-shirt, and an eye patch as folks don their best Bazooka Joe outfit. This is coming up today at Zidey's Candy and Antique Shop at 139 Division Street, 5 to 7 p.m. The event is in collaboration with Bazooka and downtown fashion label Siegelman Stable. In fact, they're out with a new cap and a t-shirt modeled after the one Bazooka Joe wears. It even has a tiny pocket where you can store that piece of Bazooka bubblegum. Major announcement from Simon, the honorary dog mayor of New York City.
After much consultation and deliberation with my chief of staff, Sophie, I've decided to retire from political office and not run for re-election for New York City dog mayor.
Simon giving us the news on Instagram.
I'm grateful to every volunteer, voter, sponsor, rescue organization, journalist, photographer, and loving New Yorker who supported me and this mission to make New York a better and kinder place.
That included appearances with public advocate Jumaane Williams on a Scoop the Poop PSA.
Let's get our shit together, New York.
Simon also appeared with Councilmember Harvey Epstein to announce the new Animal Welfare Caucus in the city council. So, what happens now?
I'm not disappearing. I'm just devoting more time to curling up on the couch with Sophie, who's had to share her dog with all of New York City.
That means there will be a new election for honorary dog mayor. Just like last time, it'll be a bracket-style vote with details coming this month. Just follow at DogMayorNYC on Instagram. On this day, 250 years ago in 1776.
We the people laid order to
I love this. The first public reading was held of the Declaration of Independence at what is now known as Independence Hall in Philadelphia. Well, the very next day, it arrived here in NYC, where George Washington read it aloud to his troops. So that was July 9th, meaning tomorrow. Big event in the city. There's going to be a reenactment of that, 10:30 down at Bowling Green. So, you know, folks might want to check that out. Extend the America 250 party.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.